going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If Aaron Rodgers legitimately signs by the end of the show, which he won't, does Evan call in?
I don't think he'll call in. I do think we will get a text, and I'm cool with that. If he texts us and breaks this sort of disconnect, I'm cool with Rodgers signing with the Giants. That's fair for him to text us.
Okay, Connor Hughes, our buddy at SNY, NFL Insider SNY, has tweeted from the Combine. The Giants and members of their coaching staff have touched base with former members of the Jets coaching staff to discuss working with Rodgers the last 2 years. They received rave reviews. Public perception of Aaron Rodgers, the person and teammate, is very different from those who worked with him.
I could see that. You know, I think Aaron gets a bad rap because he comes off as very aloof in the media.
Yeah.
And dismissive, but I don't think he's that way. Because when you talk to players or coaches on the teams that he's been on, at least recently. I know about the, what was his name, the wide receiver, Greg Jennings,
yes,
or whatever it was, who had some bad stuff to say about him. He comes across as very team-friendly, and his teammates like him. So I think the public perception is exactly what Connor says. It gets skewed a little bit because of how we see him and how we see him on Pat McAfee, and he just feels like he's dismissive and dismissing things. But I think it's because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
He cares about those people that are around him and not necessarily, you know, what your opinion is of him.
Right, which is part of the reason I couldn't stand him. But you make beds sometimes for win football games, and you gotta do what you gotta do and you swallow your pride. That's another interesting part before we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. What's kind of fun about the Aaron Rodgers Giant stuff, if that does happen, just from a fan's point of view. The flip and reversal on how many Giants fans, like me, to a lesser extent Tommy, basically mock Jet fans for 2 years about their love affair with Rodgers. And how many Jet fans, you don't know what you're talking about, this guy could still play. If this gets flipped around, you could already sense it, thinks this is a positive for the Giants as a Jet fan.
Yeah.
The idea of Giant fans now having to go, well, you know what, though, this makes a lot of sense. Jet fans going, oh, you suck.
Here's the thing. I think Giant fans would have been proven grossly wrong, like embarrassingly wrong, if he hadn't torn his Achilles.
Yeah.
His first year with the Jets. If that hadn't happened, I think Aaron Rodgers, because their defense, remember, was on an elite level that year. If he hadn't gotten hurt and he had played the whole season, maybe they would have lost some games of, I don't know, the Bills or whatever. But I think it would have been a roaring success. And then the fact that he tried to get back because he felt this urgency, I think hampered him for last year. And so I think the Giant fan can sit back and say, yeah, he's ours now. But I think the Giant fan would have been very wrong if Aaron Rodgers hadn't have got hurt.
Impossible, Teague. I've never been wrong on a football take.
I'm just telling you.
How dare you? 888-808-1019. You're probably right. Dave in Brooklyn. Dave, what's up?
Hey, fellas. You know, this talk of Rodgers to the Giants, you know, as a Giants fan, it just reeks terribly reeks and smells horribly of the desperation of this franchise. And it's kind of sad.
Why?
That that's where this franchise is.
But what if
because
it works?
Yeah, but what if is not a strategy? Hope is not a strategy, right? You can hope for anything. The realistic nature of it actually happening, though, isn't there. I mean, you had a front row seat to see how badly it went for the Jets. This is the worst team in the NFL, the Giants, and you're going to throw in a 40-year-old gimpy quarterback who's cuckoo?
Well, he's 41. He's not cuckoo.
He's not cuckoo.
He just comes off that way in Nashville, as I just said. He's not that way. We did a production meeting with him, and he doesn't come off that way in person. And so I know what people think. I'm just telling you that's not necessarily the case. And as I just finished saying, Dave, if he hadn't got hurt, I think the conversation with the Jets is very different. In fact, I know it's very different.
But also, I've said this whole week about Stafford. I'm going to say it again. The Giants are adding some kind of veteran quarterback.
No
and
doubt.
Genuinely speaking, if you are available, that's why Matt Stafford was such a unicorn.
Right.
If you are available as a quarterback in this league, free from your team to say, we don't want you anymore, you have some sort of flaw for another reason, okay?
Whether it's making too much money,
right,
whether it's age, whether it's just diminished production.
You can't be anti-everything. Yeah, of course, this is not an ideal position. You wish you had a franchise quarterback locked up for 10 years. But when you're weighing what you want to do here, and go, Stafford's off the board now.
Yeah.
You're going to call up and you don't want Rodgers. That means you want Jameis Winston throwing 44 picks for the Giants this year?
Carson Wentz.
You want Russell Wilson doing his corny stuff all year? Carson Wentz? You know what I mean? Like, somebody physically is taking snaps for the Giants this year.
Yeah, right.
And it's probably not
going to be Tommy DeVito.
Right. And this doesn't prohibit them from getting a rookie, and we'll see how it plays out. But what it does is allows them to breathe and not go, oh, my God, let me trade our whole future and get into a bidding war with the Raiders.
Right, over the number one or number two pick.
You can't just say you hate everything and go, that's the reality. They're here. Mm. Somebody is playing quarterback for the Giants, and they all have flaws.
Honestly, if I'm a Jet fan like Connor or BT or all the Jet fans around here, I want Rodgers on the Giants. First and foremost, let's be real. The Jets are not having a season. They're not going to win a lot of games. So this is your season. You have an opportunity to poke fun at the Giant fan if Rodgers fails. So if I'm
but hold on. The counter to that is like, it's crushing. If Rodgers has success with the Giants, like everyone, every Jet fan expected him to have with the Jets, isn't that crushing?
Jet fans are used to having their soul crushed, so it's not going to be a first.
And let me speak this for the Jet fans. You don't want that, Tommy. I just lived this with Saquon and the Eagles. It's a horrible place to be.
That's true.
If Rodgers has massive success,
it's different, though, because Saquon was a forever Giant in our minds.
Yeah, it's true.
Aaron Rodgers was like, it's just a short rental that's going to help us win a championship.
But to that point, short rental or not, knowing the emotional, like how many people bought tickets, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets, to see him.
Jerseys.
Right, to see him have even a 10-win season. I'm not telling you that's going to happen, but imagine that. You'd be like, oh, my God.
But I think the mentality of the Jet fan here, I think, echoes what Connor said. Most, if not all of them, are going to think Rodgers going to the Giants, they're winning a Super Bowl. Where I think a lot of Giant fans thought Saquon wouldn't win the Super Bowl, yourself included, Sean. So I think a lot of Jet fans will expect that. So if it doesn't happen, they'll be like, all right, cool. And then they could, shove it in our face.
I just want to make this very clear before anybody calls and screams at me. I don't view Aaron Rodgers coming to the Giants and going, now they're winning 10 games. I'm going to view it in that Stafford light. Do I think they could compete and win 8 games this year and stabilize the team? Yes, I do. And that is my goal to look for. I mentioned Schefter and Rappaport. When they say something, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Schefter now has tweeted 1 minute ago. With Matthew Stafford remaining with the Rams, the Las Vegas Raiders are now expected to investigate veteran quarterback options that include Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Sam Darnold.
Mm, but not Aaron Rodgers.
He's not saying not Aaron Rodgers, but he is not saying it's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, to me, that sounds like the
Raiders are not in on Aaron Rodgers.
The new owner/advisor. Is influencing that in some way.
Doesn't want Aaron Rodgers, which would mean, again, good news for the Giants.
Yeah.
Because if Rodgers doesn't have another suitor like that with the Raiders, oh, great. Then that's not driving up the price of Aaron Rodgers. For everybody who was screaming and yelling about $55 million for Matt Stafford, Rodgers is not getting that from the Giants.
No, you're right.
Which is going to leave them in plenty of cap healthiness to, hear me out, stick Aaron Rodgers on a different roster than the one that played for the Giants last year, which everybody keeps forgetting. They were doing stuff else besides the quarterback.
And by the way, Aaron, I don't think, is doing this for the money.
No.
Right? Matt Stafford got into this negotiation outside of the Rams with the Giants and with the Raiders because he wanted to make more money. He still feels like he has football left, and he's grossly underpaid. I think I saw today that the only guaranteed money he had because he had a restructure last year was like $4 million. That's right. All. $4 million guaranteed money. That was nothing. Plus, his salary was only $23 million, and his cap number was only $40 million. And so he is so underpaid relative to the other quarterbacks, some of whom he's better than, especially Trevor Lawrence, et cetera. And so he wanted to renegotiate his deal. That's not what Aaron Rodgers is playing for.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, is playing so he can go out the way he wants to go out.
Yes.
To limp out. I mean, almost literally and figuratively, with his Jet tenure, is not going to feel good to him at all. And it wouldn't feel good to anybody, especially for a Hall of Famer and an elite player like he was at points in his career.
And unlike what the Jets were dealing with, something we've talked about throughout this whole offseason, a much more wide-open conference. You know what I mean? A nine-win team could get you to the post.
In the NFC,
yes.
Absolutely.
Then that absolute, horrible quarterback gauntlet you got to run through in the
NFC. Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, and we know he obviously has a massive ego, and he should, a future Hall of Famer, obviously won a million MVPs, a Super Bowl. The Jets fired me? Of all teams?
Right.
I'm not good enough for you guys? He is extremely motivated to stick it to them. He does not want to go out and the last thing in his Hall of Fame career be fired by the Jets.
No, and it's not even sticking it to the Jets with being a Giant, but I think he'd be motivated anywhere he went to go, I wasn't the problem.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so if he goes and has success someplace else, he proves that obviously he was the problem because he was hurt.
Of course.
He wasn't healthy, but
I'm just getting his
right. It's just not me.
Right.
Right. I still have it.
And
I need to prove it.
888-808-1019. George and Manasquan. George, what's up?
All right, guys. First time caller.
I appreciate
it. I got a dog with me, so I don't want to interrupt your program with her barking.
That's all right, George. Have you ever heard Lou Gowrie talk?
If you look into getting Daniel Jones back, if you saw after training camp and you had DeVito there and another quarterback there, at the end of that, he would be your starter. Get him a couple of offensive linemen,
George.
And that's it. I'm going to go. I don't want the dog.
Perfect time to get out, George.
drop that little nugget and then bounce.
Before Andrew Thomas got hurt last year, I know this is hard for people to remember. That Bengal game was the end of the run, that beginning of 6 weeks, where the offensive line, including that Seahawk game, was protecting Daniel Jones. They didn't win enough games there.
Yeah,
and Tiki and me were both pro-Daniel Jones.
Yeah, because I remember us saying, God, it's so nice watching Daniel Jones not running for his life.
The two things we asked for to properly evaluate Daniel Jones were an offensive line that could block for him and an actual number one wide receiver. We got both in the first 6 weeks of last year, and the end results were the team still not scoring points and still not winning games.
Yeah.
So let's not go back now and go, well, you know, we should really look at bringing. That's ridiculous. And I'm sure you're a great dog, Dad, but it's a ridiculous take. Just an absolute absurd take. Ben in Albany. Ben, what's up?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
All's good. You?
Listen, I'm a diehard Jet fan, but this makes all the sense. You guys are hitting the nail on the head for the Giants. They need to bring in Aaron Rodgers, right? It would breathe some optimism into your organization. He's going to be highly motivated. And you guys watched it firsthand last year. He was not the problem with the Jets. Not at all the problem with the Jets.
I mean, there were a couple games he was a problem.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, he played. He didn't play great all the time.
He wasn't
the problem.
He left the field in the fourth quarter with the lead a bunch of times, and they didn't win games.
Right.
But it would breathe optimism into your organization. It makes way more sense than Stafford because you don't have to pay him. Why do you want to watch a veteran like Kirk Cousins or Jameis Winston when you can get Aaron Rodgers? The upside with him is just so much higher than any other option.
Jameis, Ben, appreciate your call. It's interesting, but there is a huge downside because of the interceptions and the turnovers that Aaron Rodgers doesn't historically turn the football over. I know he had double-digit interceptions last year, but that's an anomaly.
Right.
I think the other thing that you have to consider when weighing the other free agents are who has something to prove like Aaron Rodgers, right? Who has the desire to still be great and do it with a franchise across the town from the place he just was. It just, like, the narrative just works out perfectly for him if he ends up with the Giants.
I was going to say, Sam Darnold might have that feeling.
Yeah, but Sam Darnold isn't an option because he costs too much.
He's going to cost too much. I don't want him. I'm not saying that. I was just bringing up the fact that he was an ex-Jet.
Yeah,
come over here and go.
Yeah, but it's so far removed. I still think of him as a Jet, obviously, because of the draft and the what did Adam Gase say? I've failed him.
Failed
or whatever the heck.
But he goes. Rodgers is fresh off being a Jet.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So
it makes it for compelling commentary.
Real quickly, remember how we made such a big deal about the Four Nations and everybody watching it and whatever it got the 9 million viewers? I thought this was interesting. Could you guess the city? An area that had the most viewers for the Four Nations of those 9 million people?
I'm going to say Arizona.
No, it was here.
New York?
Yeah. Wow. New York beat Boston.
I went on a swerve just because.
Yeah. Now, granted, we have the most people here, but for everybody that talks about, you know, New York and not necessarily being a hockey town, the most of any.
No, I think New York is a hockey town.
I love hockey.
I think a lot of hockey fans don't know how to talk hockey. They know how to talk baseball. They know how to talk football. But talking hockey is hard. And so it doesn't get the play that it should necessarily because I think there are a lot of hockey fans.
Yeah.
Like,
support three teams in this area.
I didn't grow up a hockey fan. I never skated, never even really saw hockey. They didn't have it at college. Right. I think they had a club team my last couple of years, but I didn't care. And then I came here and I got invited to a game and I went. I was like, man, this is unreal.
It's awesome.
Because I was right near the glass, and so it was so fast, and so when you watch it, you get into it,
right?
But if I wouldn't know how to talk about it. I remember taking my son AJ, and he was like, "Dad, why do they do X, Y?" I'm like, "I have no idea."
No, that part gets tricky. I agree, and everybody knows I'm obsessed with the sport.
Yes.
I love the Rangers, but I still found it interesting. I know we support three teams, but I was like, "Wow, New York led the way." Led the way with viewership in the Four Nations. And will lead the way with viewership of Aaron Rodgers if he is, in fact, the Giants quarterback. 888-808-1019. Okay, the other part of this, the negatives. If you're just joining us, the rumors are out there. Aaron Rodgers and the Giants have spoken. The Raiders are now speaking to Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Sam Darnold. Matt Stafford is back with the Rams. And I keep putting this out there. The Giants are adding a veteran quarterback. The Giants are adding a veteran quarterback. So the reason for wanting Rodgers is simply, do you want Rodgers over Russell Wilson, a big contract to Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston? My answer is yes. Doesn't make it the perfect solution, but makes it, I think, the best solution under the circumstances. But part of that's negative, Tiggy, that I'm very worried about is twofold. Number one, Tommy brought this up in the first hour. Does this again become a scenario where it's Aaron Rodgers and friends? Because I'll be honest.
I don't know if I'm interested in that.
I'm not interested in that. Now, could you sell me on Devontae Adams being the number two receiver with Slayton walking? I could be sold on that part of it because Devontae Adams is still good.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to be taking balls out of Malik Nabers' hands, but it could still help him.
I got to tell you that the other thing that you really have to start thinking about. Not actually, we don't have to start thinking about this now. We have to start thinking about this if this happens, is what kind of offense are they running?
Because now it's going to be pointed.
Think about what Dabes has done in his career, both as the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Remember, his quarterbacks were Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa, and they won a national championship. He was the tight end coach with the New England Patriots, but I don't know if he was calling plays or designing plays. I'm sure he was assisting and helping. But when he got his offensive coordinator job with the Buffalo Bills, think about that offense, right? It was a lot of QB runs. It was a lot of, all right, Josh, find your success being an athlete, and we'll develop you into this passer. And as that evolved, he still kept running the ball, right?
Yes.
Still such a dangerous player with his legs, extending plays. But that is not Aaron Rodgers at all. And so when you think about what Dabes has done for the last couple of years. I mean, even with Daniel Jones, there was a lot of QB run in there.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be completely different.
Yeah, there's no way you're running those plays.
No. So it's not necessarily a structural fix. So it's got to be a lot of collaboration with what Aaron likes to and can do and what Dabes wants to do.
Look, a good coach can adjust, obviously, to the strengths of their quarterback, and you hope Dable does. But what also can happen is, I mean, all we've talked about for 3 years is the Dable-Kafka power struggle on play calling and all this other stuff. Mm. man, are you going to go through all that and then just hand the reins and go, well, Aaron's our quarterback now for a year, so let me throw out everything I've built in this playbook? That can't happen either.
No, I agree with you, because it's been developed and maybe not executed well all the time, but Aaron Rodgers is just, he's not the athlete that he was when he was 35 years old and younger.
Definitely. 888-808-1019. Stan in Westport, Connecticut. Stan the man, what's up?
What's up, Stan?
Hey, guys. How are you, Tiki? Good to talk to you again.
Likewise.
And you too, guys. Listen, it's kind of a blessing in disguise that Evan's not here today because, although I love Evan, you know, if we're talking about football and we're specifically talking about the Giants, we've got all Giants, you know, between you, Tiki, and Lugie, and so forth. So, of course, Sean.
Well,
so,
we all, you know, and Connor, like, Connor is a Jet fan who's with us today, and he is the perfect beaten-down Jet fan to have with us.
Yeah, because he's not going to fight us.
And he,
and in fact, he might be swayed to come over and be a Giant for a little bit.
Yeah, if this happens, I'm a Giants fan now, I think. I think that's it.
And Connor even accepted my call, so that's even better. Anyway, no, listen, here's where I'm at, guys. I've been around quite a while. Tiki, you'll get a kick out of this. My first Giants game, 1967 in Yankee Stadium, when Dick Kotite was playing tight end.
Is that right?
I swear.
That's awesome,
I grew
dude.
Up near Wagner College, and he was a hero, of course, because he went to Wagner.
Right.
You know, little all-American, the whole thing. And by the way, I had to wear a jacket and tie at 9 years old and an overcoat because half the crowd were gentlemen and they used to wear like jackets and ties and overcoats and like have a dinner or whatever.
I got to tell you,
that was the game.
I got to tell you, Stan, that reminds me of my alma mater at UVA. When I was there, it changed subsequently. The students would go in jackets and ties and like dresses.
Wow. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Talk about tradition.
Oh, it was great.
Don't forget now we facial wear fancy hair arguments, sweatpants. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, great. Now everybody wears pajamas to games.
Okay, but in the team, look, I'm a Jameis Winston advocate, and I'll tell you why. And I know Tiki, he's an INT machine, but when he's on, he's brilliant.
No,
right?
You're right.
The thing is, if we're going to trust Stable to take Shane's pick and quarterback mentor him, right, as the whisperer, Jameis Winston is the perfect guy to bring in because if Dable can do that along with the new guy, and mentor Jameis into like avoiding as many picks as he throws.
Right, like what he did with
Daniel
Jones.
And really transforms it.
Yeah.
Then you're teaching the apprentice at the same time. What's the number one thing? How to avoid turnovers, especially INTs.
No, it's
so you're mentoring a veteran along with the kid. I think it's a brilliant way to go.
I mean,
and the price is right.
No, it is. Oh, it will be. I mean, I don't know what Jameis is going to get on the open market. It's hard to figure out his value.
Yeah.
Because he was right. Like he has the potential if he starts a season to throw for 5,000. Plays the whole season to throw for 5,000 yards.
No, when he's hot and he's hitting those guys inside. Who brought it up yesterday? Jerry Jeudy was running wild with him in Cleveland.
But there's also the chance he's going to throw 25 to 30 interceptions, and so. But he did point out something that is, I think, it's important to note. Dave's fixed that with Daniel Jones.
Yes, he did. Okay. Right?
Now, Daniel was younger. Obviously, he was more impressionable.
Yeah, been in four different teams already by now, like what Jameis has been. And look, I'm not anti the Jameis.
Jameis is, how old is he? He's only 31.
A former number one overall pick. And
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Look, I get that he makes you laugh. And I get I agree with Tiki, right?
I can't laugh at that.
I know. And he finds the receivers. Here's the thing, man. The one thing the Giants can't happen next year is they're trying to figure out the offense. Like, if you were to strip down and go the basics of what can happen, they can't have games versus better teams where you're turning the ball over and losing the turnover battle every game.
Or against teams that you're supposed to beat.
Right.
And then you lose it because you throw a pick six.
And at worst case, 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, even if it's not for 4,000 yards, even if it's not for 30 touchdowns, like you alluded to, yes, he had the bad game versus the Vikings with those three picks. You at least trust him not to hand the ball to the other team constantly. Okay?
That's right. I mean, there's been seasons where he's had less than three or two or three interceptions the entire year, and that's playing a whole season.
Yeah.
So I trust him to be smart with the football. I just don't know if he is going to fit with the offense, so it's going to have to be a hybrid, you know, what Dave wants to do versus what Aaron Rodgers does well.
Right, exactly.
That's the one concern.
Frank on Long Island. Frank, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
You guys stole my thunder, but because I want Winston James also. I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers get sacked 7 or 8 times a game. That's not going to do anybody any good.
No, that's true.
If we had the Eagles front line, it would be good, but it's not happening.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, the Giants did – appreciate you, Frank. They did an okay job last offseason. I think they did a better than an okay job in free agency because you added Illuminor, you added Runyon, and then you had Andrew Thomas there. And for the first 3 or 4 games, there wasn't really a pressure issue.
No, we sat there going, oh, my God, we haven't seen these pockets in a decade.
And then injuries started to happen, and you're pulling literally a guy off the street.
Well, Josh Azudu started left tackle the game versus the Eagles.
And then the next week, they started a kid off the street.
Yep.
He wasn't even on a roster. And so, like, when you get into that territory, I don't care who your quarterback is. You're going to fail because your offensive line isn't good enough. And it's been the one, I think, complaint that I've had with Joe Shane is that the depth on the O-line is just not there.
No.
And I look at teams like the Eagles, and they lose Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers. Jason Peters leaves, and I think he actually might still be playing. But
he just actually announced his retirement yesterday.
So, like, whatever.
He went to Seattle at the end of this year.
Right, but he left. Lane Johnson is probably going to leave. Jason Kelsey, he left. And they replaced him with all pros.
Yeah, they're just churning them out. They've been sitting there as backups for a couple of years.
Exactly. So, like, having depth at the offensive line is so important. It's why I think you should draft a lineman every year and then the second or third round at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe even second to fourth round. You should always look to draft an offensive lineman because just for developmental purposes as opposed to getting desperate and being like, man, we got to find a guy on the street. Mm-hmm. And those guys are on the street for a reason.
And I think the Giants are going to spend money there. Probably, I know Van Roten's a free agent. They're probably going to sign another guard.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Trey Smith got the franchise tag. So I think the Giants are going to spend money there again. And to that point, who knows what they do in the draft? They can't not take and throw picks at the offensive line.
Right.
And they also need to figure out the swing tackle, like you said, too. You can't be signing the guy off the street. Have a guy knowing that Andrew Thomas has gotten hurt the last couple of years. And you know, I thought, by the way, the end of the year last month, Illuminor shifted over to left tackle. Left tackle was okay.
Yeah, he was fine.
It wasn't great like Andrew Thomas, but it was fine. But they didn't have the answer at right tackle.
Right.
So get a swing tackle in there where it's not devastating if Andrew Thomas gets hurt again.
Now, as far as Davante Adams goes, I'll use the Chiefs as an example here, and this is where I think
what is his status right now?
He's still under contract with the Jets.
He's still under contract for the Jets.
Correct.
Okay.
I just assume he'll be out of that.
Right,
he'll be on the new team.
Right.
Look at what the Chiefs did. Look at what their structure is, their leadership, everything they got going on there, locker room leadership, coaching. You bring in DeAndre Hopkins, who's borderline Hall of Famer, obviously a great receiver. I think Adams is better at this point, but still. Who was their top receiver, though, at the end of the year? It was Xavier Worthy. I don't want Adams coming in here and overshadowing Malik. He could be a number two, but I don't want to fall into this trap with the Jets where he's just going to look Adams' way a ton of times and Garrett Wilson's basically phased out of the offense. I don't want Malik phased out of the offense. I want him to be the feature, and Adams could be the complement like Hopkins was in Kansas City to Worthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's doable. It is a concern, obviously, because of the comfort that Aaron Rodgers has with Davante Adams, but I think once you get a glimpse of Gander at Malik Nabers, it's going to be hard not to just, and Dave, by the way, tells you this, throw it to Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
Right? So whether you're man coverage or you got a man look, throw him the football. He'll take care of the rest, even if he's covered.
And this is really not a slight of Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson. So this is not meant to piss off Jet fans. I think Garrett Wilson's a premier, awesome receiver. Malik Nabers is a different type of receiver than Garrett Wilson. I think, Garrett Wilson, I think, is a top 10 kind of guy. We're talking, Malik Nabers is talented. You're talking about a guy who could be a top 2 receiver of the league. And I think that you get around him, but you're going to know that difference.
Yeah. All right, then let me bring up one other thing, and Tiki's touched on it. Dable's an alpha. Rodgers is an alpha. How does that relationship work?
I think competitors who want greatness, despite being, frictionous, actually work well together. I think that's how you have to look at it. I think it's easier to have that kind of relationship than to have one of them being very passive.
So that brotherly relationship, like maybe with you and Rondé, where you basically tell each other to go F off,
exactly.
But then it's like, all right, bro, let's cool, let's go get a beer.
100%.
All right.
You know, you don't have to like everybody all the time, but you gotta know that person that you're collaborating with also wants to be great.
Right.
Because if the other one guy is like, yeah, okay, whatever, you're just gonna get pissed off. You're going to be so mad. Like, why don't you want to be great at this?
Why aren't you matching my intensity
right.
with this?
Like, we might not agree, but damn it, you better want to be amazing. And if not, then what the hell are we even doing here?
888.
Pure love.
808-1019. I was going to say Mike and Dog were like that, too. 888-808-1019.
That's Mike, why they were great.
Yep, Mike and Wall. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I hope you bear with me for a second because I'm pretty concerned about this offseason for the Giants as big fan. And the biggest reason is I completely understood what Mr. Marrow is doing in saying what he did after hiring back Dable and Shane. He was trying to get, you know, let the fans know that he's not putting up with it anymore, and he put him on notice to kind of do that.
Right.
But I feel like that was probably the worst thing to do in terms of offseason, going into this offseason, because the way I'm looking at it is, as a owner of this team, you want a sustained success. You don't want to put the pressure on this group who now like is looking at it as a one-year type thing. Mm. You don't want to put this pressure and desperation on this group for 1 year, because I'm listening to all these callers call in and say, hey, we should trade back, or hey, Jameis Winston. And when you zoom out and you look at it through the lens of Shane and Dable, there's no way they're bringing in Jameis Winston because they're not going to take a chance in a year like this.
Yeah,
there's
right.
no way they're trading back because there's no way they're looking at, all right, well, we can get a first round pick next year. No, they're not doing that. And my worst case scenario and why I'm on board with the Rodgers thing is because that kind of diminishes the chance that they trade up. Because that to me,
yeah,
I don't believe fully in these guys.
Right.
And if they stay at three and they completely believe in one of them, so be it. I don't love it, but so be it.
Right.
I think the worst case scenario that I am really afraid of, and I think can happen if these guys keep coming off the board, I think it becomes more and more likely if guys like Rodgers and guys they trust come off the board,
right.
is that they're going to trade up and get rid of future assets that they don't really care about because they're desperate.
Right.
And desperate people make desperate moves.
Yeah.
And they're going to see things
Mike,
in Sanders and Ward.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're going to see things that aren't there. Or just excuse the flaw that you might identify. And like I think you made a good point about, you know, getting Rodgers and not being forced to make a move that you don't want to do.
Sure.
I think the hardest thing for a general manager is to feel like I have to take this person. Not because I want to, but because I have to. And if
right.
the Giants do that and Shane does that, then who knows what the hell is going to happen. But to his point about thinking about the future, right? They're thinking about 2025 only. I think it would be dereliction of duty if Joe Shane didn't think 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line.
Yeah.
Right? So I know it's easy to say, oh, they're desperate. They're going to do whatever they can to get all the assets, the players, et cetera, to win right now. But why would that? How does that benefit him if he does well and it neglects 26, 27?
Yeah. Like, he needs to thread the needle for both.
You absolutely. And it's nuanced, man. It's why the job is hard. It's why the turnover in the job is you know, what is it, 4 or 5 years? I forget the average length of the general manager. It's because it's hard to do it all.
Yeah, that balance
and
is tough.
To go back to Mr. Mara, what he said was essentially, I better feel better at this point next year than I do right now. What that means, it doesn't tell me, that's not telling me they better win 10 games or 11 games and win a playoff game. It says they better have a plan, and we need to see success and progress.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Hopefully significant progress, because progress off 3 wins is 5 wins.
Of course.
Significant progress off 3 wins is 9 wins.
Right.
So hopefully that's what we're talking about, and I think that's what Joe Shane and the staff are trying to build for right now.
And not to sound too positive, because I was really in favor of trading for Matt Stafford. I'm not going to turn my back on that now. He's staying with the Rams.
Yeah.
But everybody talked about the Stafford trade. If you were against it, the thought was, well, this is what a desperate GM does. A desperate GM signing 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers for maybe a year or 2 years is the opposite of what your panic should be.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't mean they won't take a quarterback at three if they really like one. But to that point, they may not trade up to one. To me, if you're a Giant fan that was worried about the idea of this regime's just going to act in desperation mode, signing a 41-year-old quarterback for a year or 2 years is the opposite of... Now, they might look at it as winning games, but it's not a future hampering to another GM kind of move that you know, adds up with some of the desperation.
Right.
Your cap's not going to be tied up and you're not giving up assets. Right. So I actually think, all things considered, what you thought was going to be a nightmare if you were against certain things, a Rodgers signing really isn't that.
No.
It's not. I still have to tell you why I think the Giants might be 0-1 if they sign Aaron Rodgers.
Well, before you do that, hold on 1 second here. I'd be remiss. And as you know, I'm the executive producer of the show. Evan is not here, but he's always watching.
Isn't Connor the executive producer today?
No, I'm the boss. So,
okay. All right.
What are you wearing right now there, Shawnee?
I'm wearing a shirt.
Mm. What are you not wearing?
What am I not wearing?
You're not wearing the L. This is your final day of wearing the L. If we can't get to, Tiki knows this, he runs marathons. If we can't get to the finish line,
right.
Now we're going to get on TV in a little bit.
Okay.
You went an hour and a half here. There's been some little, you know, cracks in the foundation of this, but I think you got to finish strong here, Sean.
I'm going to show you how honorable I am. Mm. You give me the L.
They're right in front of you.
They're right in front of you there, handsome.
I'll put on the L.
Okay.
How about you wear two of them?
Oh, I like that.
It's not my last day wearing the L.
I thought you were done in February.
It was 4 week punishment. Next week's the 4th week.
All right, so then you really are being egregious then. Mm. Let's get that bad boy on you.
Saquon sucks. Enjoy him. Okay.
I thought it was the end of the month.
I think that's what
you
said.
You guys want it to be the end of the month. You can. I'm telling you, it went into March.
Bare minimum, I'm actually
tired of you wearing the L.
I am so tired of it.
All right, wear all four for the rest of the show and we're good.
I don't need it. Really?
Is Evan going to approve that?
I don't care. Evan's not here.
I'm not. God, I'm going to have an earful here. All right,
you should have just come to work.
You should have. So you're saying if you wear all four L's, you're good. We'll take a week off.
Yep.
For the rest of the show, you want to wear all four L's and I'll have to do it next week?
All four L's.
Sounds like a win to me.
You know what?
But you guys better have my back when Evan comes back.
I am the ultimate decision maker.
Thank you, TK.
Tracy Johnson made the L's.
Okay.
The L's are in my court right now.
Good.
And I'm tired of you wearing the L.
I am too. Now I got to talk positively about Aaron Rodgers with four L's. Where am I at? You guys are setting me up to fail today in clips. A topic that 3 weeks ago would have sounded like, why are people making up a topic to talk about on WFAN, has now become a reality. Aaron Rodgers to the Giants, and they're having discussions about being the marriage here. You know, one thing that happened when Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets, which, I'm curious if it would happen as much here, was the, oh my God, we got to watch Aaron Rodgers in primetime. I think a lot of that lust has worn off a little bit. Luster. Has worn off just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that when it comes to the New York market and networks and trying to get involved, the Giants, if they get Aaron Rodgers this year, will have more pizzazz than a Jet team with Tyrod Taylor or whatever they're going to do. Right. Could the quarterback sell? I say that to say this is where I'm coming to the point where I think the Giants could be 0-1. I think if the Giants get Aaron Rodgers, and you know that, you know what, maybe they draft Ward or Sanders, but like they're going to play Aaron Rodgers early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look to get primetime games early out of the New York Giants. I think that's just simple NFL philosophy.
Right. Schedule, you know who the opponents are.
Right.
But the schedule has yet to be determined, and so they're going to look for what's juiciest.
Yeah. Tommy, who won the Super Bowl?
That would be the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles, by winning the Super Bowl, get what honor in week one?
They will be hosting the Thursday night game to start the season, which I believe is still in America. They haven't moved that to Brazil yet or anything.
Guys, they play. The Eagles actually have good home opponents. They have the Lions. Like, they have teams that would be very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers on the Giants in week one, and they don't give a damn if the Giants get killed in that game because it's the NFL, it's week one, everybody's gambling. To get Aaron Rodgers' first game as a Giant versus the defending champion Eagles, Giants ain't winning that game either, I'm going to tell you right now.
The only reason I would push back is that the NFL has gotten really interested in division matchups at the end of the season.
So we can end the year with Philly, too.
But I feel like the last couple of years they've been in the back half of the season. It's always been the Cowboys early, and then the Eagles later.
So
maybe they flip that because
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
And if you're the Eagle, or if you're the NFL, and you want the Eagles playing these relevant division games late, wouldn't it make sense to end the year with an Eagle Commander game instead of an Eagle Giant game?
You're probably right.
At the Cowboys.
No, you're probably right.
When do we know the Giants are going to be relevant? Week one. Mm-hmm. And we know Aaron Rodgers is playing if they sign him week one. That's a terrible spot. Saquon getting the seeing the Super Bowl banner raised right against the Giants.
Right.
Don't quote me on it. Well, I mean, if you want to quote me, just tell me that's not possible week one.
The only thing I would ask is, I don't have as good a memory when it comes to this stuff. Do they normally do divisional games? I feel like they don't in
both
that first game.
Both times the Giants won the Super Bowl, they were division games.
Okay.
One was Washington, one was Dallas.
And think of how many times the Giants played the Cowboys to start the season.
Always. Yep. Sunday Night Football. Always Jason night, Witten's
always,
wide open.
Always down there.
Yep. By the way, if they don't play the Philly, they'll play Dallas on week one Sunday night.
By the way, I like this game we're playing here. I just looked up their opponents. Giants play the Packers at home this year. Could that be week one?
Sheesh.
Sunday night football or Monday night.
Yeah.
He runs onto the field with the American flag, fires 5 touchdowns. Giants win by 30.
All of it is in play. All of it is in play. 888-808-1019. Before we take the calls, let's also save this, all right? It's 3:38.
Mm-hmm.
We're having fun with this. The reports have come out this after the Stafford signing. Does anybody actually think Rodgers will be a Giant? Like, that's a question we haven't answered yet on the show. We've talked about why it makes sense, doesn't make sense.
It's funny. So for Stafford, I kind of knew that it really wasn't going to happen. Like, I knew we were getting used, ultimately, so he could get a new contract. And then yesterday, it even furthered my belief that it wasn't happening because of how the reports from Vegas were that they were basically had a deal in place.
Mm-hmm.
And you hadn't heard any of that from the Giants yet, even though the Giants had been talking for a while as well. So, like, I kind of always thought it wasn't going to happen with Matt Stafford, but I was excited if it would have because it gives him the best chance to win right now. I don't know, because this is the first I've seriously thought about Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Being a New York Giant. I know we joked about it. And it's like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool because they need blah, blah, blah. But now that it's being reported that this is an actuality, I don't know if I think it's going to really happen or not yet.
I don't either. And I don't want to just come on the radio and not give you an answer. I've given reasons of why I'd be excited for mm-hmm. it, why I'd be a fraud and a hypocrite about it. But truth be told, I think I'm still in a whirlwind. We're going on 2 hours since the Diana Rossini and Schefter tweets dropped about this. Yeah. I don't know what to make of
it. Here's the thing. Like, I knew in my mind why Matt Stafford wouldn't work.
Okay.
I don't know in my mind why Aaron Rodgers wouldn't work unless they just don't, like, get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how it would be.
It's just a bet. But that's the only thing.
Right.
But for a team that wants to win and wants a competitor at quarterback, like a dog at quarterback, someone who really cares about having success, I don't see why it doesn't work.
Right.
And so if this is real, meaning the Giants are truly interested, which I believe they are, even though I know that they're evaluating every possibility, that is the young kids, that is the other free agents, etc., and Aaron Rodgers, I think it happens. If Aaron Rodgers is truly interested in and potentially coming to the Giants, and the Giants, I know, are looking at every option, I think this happens.
Yeah, I kind of think if Aaron Rodgers isn't a Giant, Evan will be right in that he ultimately retires, especially if the Raiders reports that we're seeing today, which are Russell Wilson,
right, because Darnold. What other teams are in the market, so to speak?
We talked about the Steelers earlier in the offseason, but it feels like there's no connection between Steelers and the Rodgers.
I felt all along the Vikings were going to be where he lands.
Didn't we do a future?
We did, and Evan will bring it up. Oh, by the way, Evan, let's get this out of the way. Yes, we know we made Stafford predictions before you left. Spoiler alert. Tiki said stay with the Rams. Lugie said stay with the Rams. They win. We don't have to pull back the audio.
Victory.
Okay. So when Evan asks us to pull the audio, we've established that. Tommy?
Yep.
Okay. Rodgers. Does he land with the Giants based on the new report?
Aaron Rodgers will be the Giants' starting quarterback in 2025.
Okay. Connor?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Not even a question. 100%. And the Jets will have Kirk Cousins.
All right, do you think he takes a shot at the Jets when he signs with the Giants?
I don't think he'll take a direct shot, but he'll take subtle shots. Something like, it's nice to be with a high-class organization. Yeah. Stable ownership is great.
Great
things
ownership
like that.
Here. Yep. Remember, Connor, you could wear the L here. You're part of the family here. So if you get it wrong, Evan's going to have you wearing an L.
If you bash the Jets, you will never have to wear the L. Ever.
That's a good point.
You'll always be right.
It's tried and true, Connor. Tried and true. 888-808-1019. Josh in Smithtown. Josh, what's going on, man?
What up, Josh?
Hey, just really quickly on the desperation thing. Everyone's like, oh, they're so desperate. Does everyone realize what their record is over the last decade? There should be a little desperation.
No, right?
Even if it was a new regime, obviously they would have a leash and they probably wouldn't be so desperate. But you would want, like, and everyone's like, oh, how can we win with desperation? No one thought the Vikings were going to be that good this year, and Sam Darnold had a good season. And even though it ended in disappointment and he shrank in the big moments, they were up there as a top team in the league. And if I could get that season from somebody, I would be thrilled. So a desperation move might be okay.
I like that thought.
Josh, that's a good way to look at it.
Right.
He's right. You know, and the other thing
Giants are desperate? Yeah, they should be.
They should be. And speaking of which, everybody, well, this is why you shouldn't have kept Shane and Daboll. And I understand all the arguments for getting rid of them. I do. I wanted to keep them because I like Daboll. And Shane's obviously had a terrible track record those first two off seasons, but... You know, if the Giants did dump those guys, Daboll and Shane, it's not like the new GM and coach comes in and they're playing Madden and they could create a player quarterback. They were still also going to have to sign a veteran quarterback.
Exactly right.
So, to me...
I think that's the biggest thing. The vet was always going to get signed.
The argument was, are they under pressure to draft a quarterback you don't feel comfortable? So, one of these veterans, like Aaron Rodgers, was always going to be on table even with a new regime. And you could argue a new regime not looking to set themselves back might be more interested in a guy for 1 or 2 years. So if they did fire Daboll and Shane, newsflash to everybody panicking about keeping them, Rodgers might have been the guy anyway for the new regime.
Right.
He might have been. You That's disagree, Tom? You stare me down like you disagree.
Well, I'm staring you down because of this. Hit it, Connor.
Oh, no.
We have breaking Yankee news.
Oh, no.
Luis Gil was shut down during his bullpen today.
God.
He'll get an MRI tomorrow. Aaron Boone said he felt tight during bullpen.
Mm. I hate spring training.
God damn it! How many freaking injuries, man? You're right, Tiki. What did he feel tight with? What is it, an elbow, an arm? He just felt tight in his shoulder?
Back tightness.
Boone went on to say it's an arm issue. Added elbow is fine. Did not provide additional details.
Arm issue.
Forearm?
But elbow is fine.
Elbow's fine,
so
but
it's not a UCL.
So maybe shoulder?
Does the shoulder count as the arm or the back?
I don't know.
Can Aaron Boone, positive Aaron Boone, who reads off a teleprompter, could he just tell us what it is so we don't have to speculate? First with Stanton, now with Heal. Just say what it is.
Mm. It's February 28th, and this already feels like one of the worst seasons of my life as a Yankee fan.
It's funny. You said this yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was. Nothing good is happening in spring training for this Yankee team.
No.
Whether it's Dominguez, kicking the ball around in left field or... injuries, and it doesn't feel like lack of a third baseman doesn't feel like this is a team
coming off a World Series appearance that's going to go back to the World Series.
We want to be positive.
You want to, but it's hard to be.
We have those promos running. You're defending American League. We want to be positive.
Let me give you a little positivity.
Go shoulder, ahead. By the way.
This is shoulder.
Brian Hoke, pitching shoulder.
Yeah.
Pitching shoulder? Shut that. Come on.
This is why you don't trade Marcus Stroman.
Well, they're not going to.
Stroman,
now you can't.
Stroman takes the ball every 5 days. Yeah. You never want to take your depth away. Starting pitchers, unfortunately, they get hurt. We see it all across baseball. It's hard to stay healthy as a starting pitcher. You need depth.
Look, he's being shut. He's not going to be on the opening day roster. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be so careful because he's such an important piece to them down the line anyway.
Do you have a time frame, Loogie?
No, I don't.
It just says shutting down for...
I have Brian Hoke's tweet is, Luis Hill was shut down from a bullpen after experiencing discomfort in his pitching shoulder. He's getting an MRI.
I hate to speculate, but Hill kind of wore down last year in the second half. Wasn't the same guy we saw in the first half. Could this be something much like a Stanton that was lingering last year maybe and it's carried over? Because spring training just started. I always wonder when guys are hurt early in spring training, was it something from last year?
Unless the ramp up, he just didn't. I don't know. I mean, because he is only in his second year. He won Rookie of the Year last year. Do you have a process? Do you have that fully down yet? How to get ready for the grind of a season? And maybe he rushed it. I don't have the answer, but this is just another reason why spring training sucks.
It sucks, man. It sucks. Now Clark Schmidt's going to face live batters, I think, this weekend. So that's good. He's on the mend.
At least it feels short lived.
Just sucks. Like that. My reaction as a Yankee fan is this sucks. You put all these problems in a blender. Dominguez has not been able to field this position. Clark Schmidt already got hurt. Scott Efros is hurt out of the bullpen. You're not going to see Johnny Loaisiga for a while, even though you signed him back. You don't know who the hell the third baseman is. And Luis Hill is a legitimate guy to be excited about. He's the Rookie of the Year. All that, you know, Carlos Rodon is whatever. We have Max Fried. Gerrit Cole's going to pitch tonight. Luis Hill is, a real key to this whole thing. His upside takes that Yankee rotation, turns it to one of the best of baseball.
And remember, right or wrong, the Yankee strategy going into the season was have the strong starting rotation. Yes. That's the way they're going to beat the Dodgers, et cetera. It wasn't going to be necessarily with offense. You lose Soto. Their strength, their hallmark was going to be the starting rotation.
Right.
And here we are, a couple guys banged up. And
with that being said, they are still strong at their starting rotation because of Gerrit Cole and obviously Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. So it's not as if you've lost one of your top three pitchers. He probably would have worked his way with Rodon kind of questionable, especially in Yankee fans' minds, into one of the top three. But at least you're somewhat covered.
Okay, you are, no doubt. But this just feels like every 2 days we're getting another bad news. So, look, if you tell me this is the end of it and this point forward, Stanton will come back. But I am not inclined to believe that.
Yeah.
It just feels like for whatever reason already, and I hope this is not the case, and I hope I'm sitting at the pit of stomach negativity. 2025 Yankees, something bad continues to happen, and we're not even at March 1st.
And it's like Teak said yesterday with the Knicks, where the Knicks are at right now, where one more injury might put it over, where it's like, this is another guy hurt. The Yankees feel that way in their rotation, where it's like, now they're on pins and needles, can't afford another injury.
And you're not trading Stafford. That's it. I'm planting the flag now. You're not trading Stafford.
Stroman.
I have Stafford on top of
him. You're not trading Stafford either.
Not trading for Stafford?
Honestly, with Stafford's arm, he probably would be a really good pitcher, but he's not available.
You're not trading Stroman. So... you never want to see somebody happy about an injury. I'm sure Marcus Stroman's got to be at least a little thrilled knowing, hey, I'm proving myself I'm going to be in this Yankee rotation.
Well, so he was right, by the way, with his stance that he had. I'm a starting pitcher. Yeah. I'm valuable to this team. And now his value is even bigger with the guys being banged up.
This sucks. This just absolutely sucks.
Absolutely, it does.
I just want to make this clear.
We don't know if it's like bad yet. We got to wait for the MRI. We got to wait to see what discomfort actually means. But the fact that he is going for an MRI and it's not just, I know this, I've felt this before, it'll be fine. And he's shut down and he's going to get an MRI, makes it troubling in your mind.
Very troubling. Hello, SNY. Thanks for joining us right in time for Yankee Misery. So just when I boarded my little train on the Long Island Railroad today and I came in, since I've come in, Matt Stafford is officially a Ram, Aaron Rodgers may be a Giant, and Luis Hill is probably not on the opening day roster.
You were like...
I'm all over the place.
You were down because Stafford was going back to the Rams. Then you're excited because Aaron Rodgers might become a Giant quarterback. And then Luis Hill with a shoulder tightness, getting an MRI and shut down for the short-term future. We don't know if it's foreseeable, but short-term future.
He ain't going to be on the opening day roster. I mean, are you kidding me?
How can he be?
No,
because he's going to miss at most 2 weeks, right? A week and a half.
And you're going to be extra cautious anyway. If they're even smelling a shoulder issue, they're not going to rush anything back.
And don't forget, last year we had this conversation how many times at the beginning of the season, right? When do you shut him down because he's on a pitch limit,
yep,
or an innings limit? And
this is what you're worried
about. It kind of never happened, but he did start to tail at the end of last season, and this is exactly what you were worried about.
I haven't even stuffed a single chicken finger in my fat face from Yankee Stadium yet, and I already have just this sour taste in my mouth about the season. Everybody says I'm the negative one. I'm trying to be as positive as possible. I think when we made our stupid what's going to happen in 2025 predictions, and I said the Yankees are going to get ravaged by injuries and miss the playoffs because Evan needed a stupid prediction, mm-hmm, I jinxed my own team.
Yeah, you did. Thanks, Sean.
888-808.
You also off air. You might have said it on air too, but he turned to me, Teak, a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Goes,
I know what he's like.
Who's going to be the first guy to go down here in spring training?
I did say
Stanton,
that.
Heel, Schmidt.
There's been 50 injuries since I made that
comment. But Teaky's right. This is the spring training. I understand that these guys got to go down there, but right, it's the worst as far as like just pins and needles or guys getting hurt.
You're right. It's necessary because, I mean, it makes me like, what are these guys doing in the offseason?
You got 162 baseball games. You got to go play 30 in Florida before the season starts?
Yeah, but what are they doing in the offseason? It feels like it's a week in every year.
Point. Forget playing 30. We haven't even gotten to the point where they're playing 30. They're a week into these games. Most of the big play, Judge hasn't even swung a bat yet, and the Yankees have lost how many players?
Which is another thing, too. He hasn't even seen
plays
the field
tomorrow
yet.
All right, well, we're going to take a breather, right? I think we'll reset here. Come back, 888-808-1019. Aaron Rodgers to the Giants rumors are real this time, not fabricated. We're not reading A Wrinkle in Time. And Luis Gil, if you're just joining us, going to get an MRI on the shoulder, being shut down for time being. So fun times around. It's Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.